This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, you know, we're very excited to be here in the month of Ramadan and to be able to observe Ramadan here at the Qalam campus, alhamdulillah, in the masjid. And once again, we welcome everyone. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a very blessed month. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows much khair to be able to come from this facility, inshallah. As you can see, I got a little too excited and decided to match the masjid, mashallah. So I was fully aware of what I was doing, Ustaz Abdurrahman. So, but for the month of Ramadan, we will be having these reminders, khatiras, lectures, talks, whatever you want to call it, during Taraweeh every night. And of course, it will be from the Quran, from the Book of Allah, because شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Ramadan is the month of the Quran, so there's nothing better to talk about than the Book of Allah, than the Quran. But at the same time, I wanted for there to be some kind of a focus or a consistent theme that we could focus on throughout the month of Ramadan in terms of the reflections that we'll be having. And inshallah, what I decided to cover here in the nightly talks is to reflect upon and to take a closer look at all the verses or a lot of the verses in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the concept of nur, which is light. Because nur, it's one of the most consistent and powerful themes and parables and examples that Allah uses throughout the Quran. And so I thought it would be very beneficial for us to really look at this theme of light and nur and enlightenment throughout the whole Quran. And mashallah, Ustaz Abdurrahman suggested a very good title kind of for the entire series that we'll be calling it Illuminated, and how we are seeking light from the Quran, from the Book of Allah. So the very first ayah that we're going to be talking about is from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 17. This ayah number 17 from Surah Al-Baqarah, is the first parable, the first example, the first metaphor that is shared in the Quran. At the same time, many of the commentators, many of the mufassirun, the scholars of the Quran, they also state that it is one of the most powerful and one of the most effective metaphors that is in the entire Quran. And in this metaphor, in this example, if I may just kind of set the scene a little bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this metaphor, this example of the disbelievers. The people who, while having access to iman, while having access to Islam, they deliberately choose to reject it, to not accept it, to disbelieve in it. And talking about them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُهُمْ. The example of such individuals, such people, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِ اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا, is like the example of someone who kindled a fire, who lit a fire, started a fire. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ. Now, once you light a fire, akin to kind of turning on a light, right? If there's a light bulb and you switch the light bulb on, naturally what occurs, what happens? The area around it becomes illuminated. Adha'at ma hawlahu. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says this person starts a fire, so naturally what's going to happen? The whole area around that fire becomes illuminated. As soon as that happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very powerful and something that is very profound. Allah says, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. God, Allah, takes away, ذَهَبَ بِ. He takes away their light. Now, when you hear that, what normally occurs to a person is, okay, what it's saying is they started a fire, so that it was lit up, the area, there was light in the area, and then Allah extinguished the fire. Right? That's the thought that occurs. They turned on the light bulb, and Allah smashed the light bulb. No more light. That's not what Allah said. Imam Razi rahimahullahu ta'ala says, that's not what Allah said. Allah said, they lit a fire, and it illuminated the area around them. That stays right there. But then Allah said, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah did take something away, but Allah did not say that He took away the fire. Allah says that He did not take away the dhaw, the illumination that was in the area. Allah says Allah took away their light. And Imam Razi rahimahullah ta'ala points out, this is talking about the difference between an external light and your own internal light. And the two things are different. There is basara, and then there is basira. There's the ability to see with your eyes, and then there is the internal perception and awareness that exists inside the person. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبَصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah said that they are not blind by their eyes, but their hearts are blind. The heart that lies within their chest, that heart is blind. And this parable is so powerful because what is being said here is this. That look, all of us, all humanity, all mankind, everyone was plunged into darkness. It had been 6 centuries since Isa alayhi salam, since revelation, since prophethood. And that revelation, that scripture was not even maintained pristinely and purely. So it had been 6 centuries. And all of humanity was plunged into darkness. So the believers and the disbelievers, the Sahaba and the people who opposed them, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, all of those people, they're saying that the verse is pointing out that look, y'all were all in the same boat. Everybody was in the same situation. Everybody was wandering about, stumbling about in the darkness. Then a light was provided in the form of the Quran revealed to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light was provided. But that light, it exists outside of you. Abu Jahl interacted with the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Lahab was related to the Prophet ﷺ. So that light exists outside of you. Now, for that light to transcend, for that light to permeate your being, for that light to enter into you, you have to accept it. And then there will be a light inside of you. And if you do not, then guess what? There can be all the light outside of you, but you will still be consumed by the darkness within you. فَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And Allah then leaves them. Allah leaves them in buried under layers upon layers upon layers of darkness. ظُلُمَات. One light, nur, singular, is enough to eradicate all the layers of darkness. But take that light away and you're buried under the layers of darkness. لا يبصرون, not able to see the truth. Not able to perceive the truth. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, summun bukmun umyun. Sum, which is the plural of the word asam, which means somebody who lacks the ability to hear. Bukmun, which is the plural of abkam, which means somebody who cannot speak. Umyun, which is the plural of a'ma, somebody who cannot see. That they are all, they lack the ability to hear and speak and see. Not physically, but spiritually. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and they will never find their way back to it. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah guides the people who seek guidance. He guides the people who want guidance. He guides the people who sincerely crave and seek and ask and plead for that guidance, who want that guidance. And that's why the scholars say that is the one dua that is 100% all the time guaranteed answered by Allah, اِهْدِينَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, because Allah promised in the Quran, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابِ. He will always guide somebody who turns to Him with his heart. And so here at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, let us all turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hearts and sincerely ask Allah for that guidance. And let us take this light that has been provided to us. The Quran is nur. The guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah is light. This deen, this Islam is light. Let us take that and allow it to enter into our own hearts so that we can be illuminated internally as well. And that will serve as our guiding light throughout our entire lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that was said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan.